स्वास्थ्य मामलों के जानकारों के अनुसार साफ सफाई और अच्छी डाइट से सर्दियों में स्वास्थ्य का ख्याल रखा जा सकता है। सर्दियों की आधिकारिक शुरुआत के साथ ही फ्लू और इससे जुड़ी दूसरी परेशानियों के प्रति सावधान रहने की चेतावनी दी गई है। वैसे तो इस साल ऑस्ट्रेलिया में एक वार्म विंटर की बात कही जा रही है, लेकिन स्वास्थ्य मामलों के जानकार कोल्ड और इन्फ्लुएंजा के प्राथमिक और दीर्घकालिक खतरों के प्रति चेता रहे हैं। यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ सिडनी के प्रोफेसर रॉबर्ट बॉय कहते हैं कि कोई भी मौसम हो, लोगों को इन्फेक्शन के खतरे के प्रति सतर्क रहना चाहिए।
Whether the prediction is that we'll have a warm or a cold or a wet or a dry winter, it doesn't matter. We're going to have influenza during this winter. We're also going to have a lot of other respiratory viruses.
Royal Brisbane और Women's Hospital के Resident Medical Officer Lorcan Roney कहते हैं, लोगों को कॉमन कोल्ड के खतरे के बारे में बहुत कम पता है। वे कहते हैं कि इन्फेक्शन के हफ्ते या करीब महीने भर बाद भी हार्ट अटैक जैसे इशू का खतरा बढ़ जाता है।
In the week after an infection, a person's risk of a heart attack is increased by up to 17 times. The risk was still significantly elevated even after typically mild common cold symptoms. Importantly as well, the risk, although highest in 1 week after the infection, still persists for up to 1 month after the symptoms.
डॉक्टर रुआने के अनुसार हार्ट अटैक वैसे भी बड़ी संख्या में 50 की उम्र के ऊपर वालों को होता है, लेकिन सर्दियों के महीनों में खतरा ज्यादा हो जाता है।
So for the average person, they will potentially spend many weeks of the year in a state of significantly elevated risk. And because these infections are more common in the winter months, it can be expected that the increased risk is concentrated in these months. And this is exactly what has been observed in previous studies. There does appear to exist a peak of heart attacks in the winter months.
Professor Boy ke anusar, influenza ke vaccination se kareeb 60% viruses se bacha ja sakta hai.
The key virus really to know about is influenza, because there's a routine vaccination available for that virus. Flu's been with us for the last few months at relatively low levels. But we are expecting it to rise as it does every winter during July and August and perhaps into September. What does the vaccine do? Well, it's not too late to have it. That's the first thing to say. Your GP should still have some supplies. And if you get vaccinated now, you should get a good level of protection. By a good level, somewhere around 60, maybe even 70% protection. It's not perfect, but it's a vaccine that's certainly worth having.
Sathi. ये ध्यान रखना होगा कि वैक्सीन से सभी स्ट्रेन से बचाव नहीं होता, इसीलिए प्रोफेसर बॉय कहते हैं कि सावधानी बचाव की पहली सीढ़ी है।
Wash your hands regularly, not just before and after going to the bathroom, but more regularly than that. Another is to avoid shaking hands with people who have symptoms. Avoid hugging or even kissing. Better to smile at people and to see them from a few meters away. Rather than to get close to someone who's got the symptoms, the runny nose, the cough, the sore throat. And if you're that person who has those symptoms, keep yourself away from other people too, because by doing that, you can prevent the spread of respiratory infections.
Institute of Health and Biomedical Innovation के प्रोफेसर एड्रिन बार्नेट कहते हैं कि लोगों को सर्दियों में अपने घरों के इंसुलेशन की तरफ ध्यान देना चाहिए।
We've got a wooden house on stilts, lots of windows. So, and all these features are designed to make the house cooler in summer, which they do very nicely. Unfortunately, that also has the effect of making the house a lot colder in winter because that air gets in. And so really when we're looking at temperature, it's the indoor temperature that really matters. And our housing design is all geared towards summer.
Professor Robert Boy कहते हैं कि जो लोग एक्स्ट्रा विटामिन्स पर निर्भर होने की सोचते हैं, उन्हें याद रखना होगा कि विटामिन्स से इलाज या बचाव के बारे में कोई ठोस जानकारी सामने नहीं है।
The evidence that vitamins, including vitamin C, will make a difference to your risk or to help you to improve more quickly, is very scanty. Some people have looked into the use of zinc, a mineral. And there's some more evidence there that it may be helpful as a preventative for infection. People who take regular zinc may be at lower risk of respiratory infections, but that's about it.